You're listening to SBS News.
Still reeling from a ball tampering scandal that knocked three well-known players out of international competition, Australian cricket is now facing allegations of match-fixing. But Australian captain Tim Payne has quickly dismissed the allegations, aired in an Al Jazeera television documentary.
As far as I'm aware at the moment, the claims are unsubstantiated and as far as I'm concerned, our players have got nothing to worry about.
In the investigative documentary, a member of a powerful Indian crime syndicate is seen bragging about bribing players to underperform. Anir Minawar says investors could make huge money based on actions he could predict during two crucial test matches.
I'm telling you, each script I give, it will happen and happen.
The first alleged fix occurred in a test between India and England in Chennai in 2016. The second, between India and Australia, came at Ranchi last year. While the players are not named, Minawar claims two Australian batsmen were paid to bat slowly during a spot of play he would call to confirm, but Tim Payne says he's not convinced.
I'm really confident that none of our players are involved, and this group that are here at the moment are solely focused on going to England tonight and putting up a really good performance over there.
The England and Wales Cricket Board is also backing its players, who emphatically deny the allegations. But it has prompted an investigation by the International Cricket Council. Cricket Australia Chief Executive James Sutherland says in a statement he and the ICC are not aware of any credible evidence linking Australian players to corruption. While he admits he has not seen the documentary nor any raw footage, he says Cricket Australia's long-standing position on these matters is that credible claims will be treated very seriously and fully investigated. Mr. Sutherland is also calling on Al Jazeera to hand over any unedited evidence to the ICC. While Al Jazeera has not disclosed the names of the players allegedly involved, it says they were approached for comment but refused to respond. Anir Minawar has also chosen to say nothing when the Al Jazeera crew confronted him on camera.
What do you say to the millions of people who watch cricket innocently, believing it's fair competition? They spend good money watching cricket and you're actually corrupting the game. You're corrupting it.
The report also claims pitches had been doctored to achieve the desired results at Sri Lanka's Gaul International Stadium, the ground where Australia was thrashed within 3 days in 2016. The Sri Lankan Cricket Board says it suspended the alleged culprits and will refer them to the police.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.